Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this last Friday morning, Getaway Friday of the month of January, January 27th, 2023, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. It could be called Groundhog Gate morning. If you have anything to say about the idea that PETA wants to do away with Buckeye Chuck, well, I guess they really don't want to do away with Buckeye Chuck. They just want to do away with the idea of a real groundhog. Let me know, 740-383-9944. Adam shared his thoughts last hour. And we've heard some other people's thoughts. Has anybody actually seen the paper today? Is it in the paper today, or is it just online? And will probably be in the paper tomorrow. Apparently, what we've learned is that WMRN will be going to a representative for Buckeye Chuck next Thursday morning is what's going to happen. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts on this whole rigmarole that's going on here in Marion. Now, our event will still happen that morning, 8:15 until 10 a.m. We've got Buckeye Guy bringing the person in the groundhog suit, Warren Groundhog Harding. We've got the groundhog pizza with the predictions under them. Each slice, we've got prizes for who knows the most groundhog trivia. We've got a plaque, guess the identity of the groundhog. All kinds of stuff going on here from 8:15 until 10. Mary Ellen Withrow will be here signing the prediction into fact. It's going to be something. 740-383-9944. And I hope Abby has not forgotten to show up next hour, because we do have her advice questions here. I think we got six of them this week, and they're pretty good. We'll see what her advice-giving skills are, hopefully coming up in the 12 o'clock hour here at WWGH. All right, well, you know, here, and I want to, because I think as the morning goes on, we're learning more about this groundhog thing. Number one, we know what PETA has to say about it. Number two, we know what WMRN's going to do about it. And we've talked to James Anderson this morning. Now, after learning all that, here's what we're basically saying at this point. I think there should have been better communication at somewhere along the line between maybe the person supplying the groundhog and the organization doing the show. I don't know. I don't know anything about groundhogs, but apparently there are laws in Ohio, and apparently, see, now this is a good example, though, because we've been faulted over the years for not knowing things. Well, guess what? There are things you just don't know. Sometimes you don't know them until you go over the line. And apparently that's what happened here. Now, I'll tell you something about this. Here's something about this particular Buckeye Chuck situation. It's sentimental. It's sentimental for a lot of reasons that I'm not going to go into. But that's why it strikes people the wrong way. I don't think people really care about the groundhog. I think people really care about who started the groundhog. And that's why people are taking this personally. But what I would say, the only thing I've seen online that I thought made any sense was, who made this complaint? You know, heaven knows, anytime we've been in any issue, it's always been some goofball complaining because they're unhappy. And I guarantee you that's what happened here as well. Find out from PETA who made this complaint. Because I guarantee you, Peter from California didn't come down here and make this complaint. Find that out. Then you have your culprit. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open here. Any thoughts? 740-383-9944. And apparently, as being reported to us, again, if it changes, we will go back and fix it. But at this point, it looks as if a representative for a Buckeye Chuck will be giving the prediction on Thursday morning at WMRN, not the groundhog itself. Okay. Well, what two businesses used to be where Panera Bread is now? Does anybody know that? What two businesses used to be where Panera Bread is now? What business used to be where Blue Fusion is now? And what business used to be where Big Lots is now? Now, I believe they even have the same building that Big Lots has. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's got the answers for us this morning? Then our Family Feud question we've had going is, if you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? We've had money, a heart, brain, peace on earth, love, happiness. Still two answers left. Number four. The number four and number eight answer. 740-383-9944. Remember, we are in the studio this particular day. 740-383-9944. And again, those Marian history questions. What two businesses used to be where Panera Bread is right now on Route 95? What business used to be where Blue Fusion is? And what business used to be where Big Lots is now? I believe they even used the same building. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if you have an opinion or something you would like to say in regard to anything, give us a buzz. We always enjoy hearing from you. And here comes a call. Let's see what we've got. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say wisdom.
Wisdom for the wizard question.
Yeah?
Well, it probably goes with a brain. Not there. So you heard James... Aww. Did you hear James Anderson last hour?
No, I was doing stuff.
That's okay. Well, you know, I guess we'll see what... Apparently, there'll be a representative for the groundhog on Thursday, I guess.
What, did you hear Walt Disney, I guess, in Florida? They have that great big huge ride. It showed like three pictures. And somebody, I don't know if it's like Walt, complained, and they have to redo that whole thing. So people were lining up like crazy. I don't know if yesterday was the last day or if this is going to be the last week. So I don't know if they have to completely do away with it or what. And it's just like cartoons. I mean, what's wrong with a cartoon? So I don't know what that was about. It showed like Mickey Mouse, and then it showed like three, you know, like sections of cartoons. So I don't know what was wrong with it. But, yeah, they have to either tear it down or completely redo it. So
it's interesting, is it not?
In 5 years, you're not going to know this. The United States is going to be a disaster.
I don't know. You know, who knows? Who knows? Well, hey,
you need to see all these changes. I do, because, you know, and then all this other stuff, and then in what they're putting out now, 20, 30 years, they'll be wanting to tear all that stuff down, and I don't know. It's a mess, so I'll get off here.
Thank you. All right. Well, Linda Sims has joined us in studio here, host of Voice of a People on this station every Wednesday and Thursday from 10:15 until 12 noon, and then joins me Friday from 11:15 until 1 in the afternoon. Again, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Linda, how you doing?
Doing great today. How are you?
Doing good. Well, we started off the day this morning. You know, we have our big groundhog celebration coming up Thursday.
I heard.
Very big stuff. And this morning kicked off with a little groundhog controversy.
Oh, really?
And we're not involved for the first time.
Oh, good.
I know, isn't it nice? We're not involved in this controversy.
Right.
Well, here's what we learned this morning. It was on the front page of the paper that may not be Buckeye Chuck this year.
Oh.
Because PETA has went after them and said that it's harmful to use the groundhog. And they put up a billboard across the street from WMRN that says, "I'm me, not a meteorologist. It's time to chuck this tired old tradition."
Oh.
And it's got a picture of a groundhog there. And that's on the front page of the Marion Star today. Marion's Buckeye Chuck may miss Groundhog Day after PETA complaint. And apparently, according to the newspaper, I haven't seen it yet, but apparently they're going to go to a representative for Groundhog, for Buckeye Chuck giving the prediction instead of the actual live groundhog.
Oh.
So what do you make of that, Linda? Before we get to our event, which is big, what do you make of that?
That's a big change.
Big change.
I mean, that's like tradition.
I think that's why people are taking it very hard this morning.
Yes, that's tradition. And we've been doing a how. And who discovered that? Did Charlie?
Yeah, Charlie. Yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah.
So that's been around for how many years?
1979.
Whoa.
43 years.
Whoa.
But, you know, I don't know. We had James Anderson on, and he said, I guess it is somewhat harmful to the groundhog.
How is that?
Well, to put it out there in front of the lights and all the people, and I guess it can do something.
They're intimidated.
Yeah, I guess.
By crowds and stuff. But they will come on your porch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If they can climb up there.
I don't, you know.
Not too intimidated.
Well, you know, what it makes me think, and this is what I've been saying all morning, is PETA is based in California. They don't give a flip-flop what we're doing here in Marion, Ohio.
True.
I wonder who voiced this complaint.
I don't know.
That's what I would take a look
Animal
at.
Animal lover?
Well, maybe. Or just somebody who wants to throw flies in the ointment. I know a few of those people.
I do, too.
Yeah, I
do
mean,
too, Scott. I hate to call names.
Right, but I mean, isn't this what we always run into?
We, as a station, yes.
Well, we as a society, isn't somebody always complaining about something?
Yes, can't please everyone, unfortunately.
And I don't know why that is.
I don't either.
You know what's ironic to me, though, about this whole thing is I don't think this is really about the groundhog. I think this is about the tradition. That's why people are taking it hard. I don't think it's... Do they really care about the groundhog? Probably not.
No.
And they probably don't want to see a groundhog harmed or made nervous.
Right.
But it's a tradition. People take that personally.
43 years?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Could be.
But apparently, there is going to be no groundhog, so I guess you got to say PETA succeeded.
I guess so. Who is PETA?
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know. I feel bad because I know a lot of people are upset about that.
We always look forward to it. It's something you look forward to every February.
Absolutely. And I...
What is the prediction going to be? 6 weeks more of winter or 6 weeks of spring coming?
Well, apparently there's still going to be a prediction. It'll just be from a person, not a groundhog.
Well, we have the almanac for that, right?
we just should rip the farmer's almanac out there, and that'll be that. I don't know. You know, the thing about it is, and I've been saying this all morning, if you go and you check the PETA petition to get rid of this, the person who was supplying WMRN with the groundhog apparently did not have the proper permit to be doing that, and also was fined or cited last year by the state after this happened, also had something like 70 fines levied against them, and had their license suspended for 20-something days at one point. And I think that's where this all started.
It could have. You know, when people are upset about other people progressing in life and doing good, then they're upset. And all they have to do is call one person and voice their opinion, against, then there you go. Now we got to please this one person and how they feel about it.
Well, isn't this another wonderful Marion story?
Oh, it should be.
Well, and apparently it's in the Dispatch as well, so I don't know. You know, it's a tough one because people don't want animals to be treated badly. So you're going to have that group that's going to say, yeah, why are we doing this? And then you're going to have the group who says, boy, this has been our tradition forever. I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah.
Does it matter if you have a real groundhog? I guess as long as the tradition goes on, does it really matter?
That's not the tradition, though. The groundhog is a tradition itself.
Well, it is, but I mean, I think our tradition here is not going to have a real groundhog, but...
Yeah.
Which, by the way, tune in Thursday morning, because we're going to have quite an event here at WGH Talk starting at 8:15. We're going to be on live from 8:15 till 10 a.m., our first annual Groundhog Celebration. We've got so much going on that morning. You can't even shake a stick at this thing. We're going to have a groundhog pizza out there. Now, let the PETA people know, not real groundhog. We just call it the groundhog pizza.
Right.
Under four pieces of that pizza, there will be a placard that says six more weeks of winter. Under four pieces, it will say early spring. Then what will happen at 8:45, Buckeye Guy, superfan, will pull up with a 6-foot groundhog mascot. Somebody dressed in a groundhog suit.
Ooh.
That person will get out, pick a piece of pizza, and whichever prediction is under that piece of pizza that they pick will be the prediction of winter.
That's kind of
then
cute.
Mary Ellen Withrow will sign with that famous signature, Guinness Book of World Records, the prediction and date it into fact.
Okay.
And then the head will come off the groundhog so we can
see
who that is. And if you guess who the groundhog is, you'll get a prize. And the day before, we're going to do groundhog trivia from 8:15 till 10. And whoever gets the most questions right will get a plaque that morning.
So we
got a lot going on Thursday morning, 8:15 until 10. And our groundhog is named Warren Groundhog Harding.
6 feet tall, right?
I would guess at least with that big head on there. Might be taller than that.
Oh, what an ugly creature is the groundhog.
Boy,
oh,
it's going to be.
You got
Buckeye Guy out here. You got the groundhog. You got whoever's in the groundhog suit. You've got Mary Ellen Withrow.
Right.
What a photo opportunity this shall be.
Oh, yes. It'd be great. It'd be great.
And the weather's supposed to be halfway decent, is my understanding. Like high 20s, no precipitation.
Wow.
Pretty good stuff.
So far, we've had a mild winter. Praise God for that. Hopefully, it keeps up.
I hope. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. How we doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Just working. I just wanted to call a couple things. Is that the old smorgasbord, Blue Fusion?
No.
Or is that was that the actual Plaza Bowling Alley?
Yes, the actual Plaza Bowling Alley.
I knew they were kind of connected right in there. You had the smorgasbord and then the plaza when I was a kid. I just didn't know which one was.
Yep.
Or how they had that, you know, cut up now.
Yep, the old Plaza Lanes.
Okay, and this groundhog thing.
Oh, Groundhog Gate Friday is what we're calling this.
Groundhog Friday. Well, when I was growing up, my grandparents used to take me to state parks, and, you know, the naturalists and the park rangers would have different shows and have animals, and they were in cages, and nothing was ever said. It was educational. And I know James, and he's correct. He knows who I am. I got a degree in wildlife at Hocking College myself, and he is accurate, but they will accumulate, you know, back in the wild once they're released. It just takes a few days. It's not really harming them.
Now, I guess the big question is this, like I've said all morning, is this more seemingly about the group that was supplying the groundhog?
Yes, and that's what I was going to next, Scott. I think this whole thing is because somebody's mad at Ashley, whatever, Exotics. I guarantee you that's what started all this.
Well, we've got some of those complainers here in Marion. They're out there. And you know what? Maybe people should find that out, who's lodged all these complaints against her and her company, because then you'll find out why Buckeye Chuck will not be a groundhog this year.
Yes. And you know, I love animals too, but that's not very harmful just to... Cause, like I said, they used to do those at park parks all the time when I was growing up, and nobody said a word about it.
Now,
you just release them in the wild, and a day or two, they're acclimated back, and they're fine.
Do you think this, though, has more to do, not so much with actually having a live groundhog, but the idea of the tradition of this?
Yes, I agree, and that's probably why most Marionites are upset about it, probably more than anything. It's just the tradition, you know, Charlie started it, and, you know, when we looked forward to it, you know. I mean, it's a dedicated day on the calendar. I mean, I don't know. It's definitely far from being over also.
Yeah, I think that's true. Hey, you're going to make
I want to drive by and see the billboard. I haven't got to see it yet.
I know. Isn't that a thing? Hey, you're going to be able to make it to our event for a few minutes that morning?
Well, I'm going to try, you know, if I can sneak out of the workplace.
Well, if you can't, you'll be able to listen, so that'll be good.
All right, Scott, thanks.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there's some opinions, and if you have one, we'd like to hear yours, 740-383-9944. But yes, it's the old Plaza Bowling Lanes is where Blue Fusion is now. But okay. There's some thoughts on the groundhog. What do you think, Linda?
I think he's right. It doesn't take them long to get acquainted with the wild again. I see so many in our neighborhoods. I wish they'd find their way back to the wild, but they adapt, I think, faster than we do to certain things, you know.
Do you think it's a wise idea, though, to be attacking PETA in this situation?
Well, PETA is sort of like the vaccine, right? Those type of people that may be against one thing or not. As far as attacking them, I don't know if that would be a wise thing to do. I don't know, but
it would seem to me that PETA probably has done a lot of good things.
I'm sure.
In society. Now, you might not like this particular thing, but again, I would go back to who's lodging these complaints.
Right, me too.
You know, we can jump on PETA all day long for trying to lower the boom, but you also got to wonder, why did WMRN decide to do away with the groundhog?
Right.
You know, what brought that decision in?
Right.
Was it the pressure from PETA?
Or how soon did this happen?
Well, I just heard about it this morning. I don't know. You know, that's an interesting question, too. When were they first informed of this?
Right.
I don't know. I just, you know, It to me, it's tradition versus the ethical treatment of animals. So I don't know.
Who would dare stir up such a thing?
I can't imagine people would stir up things around here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you got an opinion on anything we're talking about, or any answers to our questions. You know, it reminds me, we did the Bill Cosby interview here, about a month ago now. And, boy, we got some bad feedback on that, but whatever.
Hey, news is news, like it or not.
Right, and I felt it was right to do that. But you know what? I don't know. You know, nobody's immune from criticism.
Oh, no.
So I think some of these groups that try to go around and, you know, we're not going to be criticized, well, hey, listen, it can come your way anytime somebody complains.
It's a part of territory.
I've gotten so used to it here, I don't even pay attention anymore when somebody complains.
It's part of territory.
Well, isn't that it? I mean, if you're going to be in the public eye, you're going to have to take criticism.
Yes, right. No one's going to be liked always, nor what you do.
So, and then on the whole, do you think it's a... Outside of Marion, what do you think the reach of this is? Because we're so close to Pennsylvania, and they have their big celebration.
Well, I think it reached pretty far, because WMRN would always broadcast that, and I know they have possibly beyond a 50-mile radius outreach.
Yeah.
You know.
I would say that's right.
Yeah, so that was pretty well publicized, I believe.
I definitely think it certainly had a strong feeling here in Ohio.
Oh, yeah, and all the newspapers would carry it as well. The entire state of Ohio. So, not only did Pennsylvania have theirs, Pennsylvania was aware that we had ours.
Now, the Pennsylvania one is covered nationally.
Right.
I wonder how far Buckeye Chuck gets outside of Ohio.
I think that's news as well.
I don't know. I've never checked that. I've never seen where it goes to.
Right. Because as well as we understand and are notified what their prediction was, I believe our prediction also is publicized.
That's good.
It may reach far.
Well, that's good. You know, well, this year, I wonder, now see, here's a whole other question. Since they've decided to go with a representative, are people going to take that seriously?
Well, people say that the meteorologists, they're not always correct. You know, a lot
of
people don't.
I'm just saying the groundhog is tradition. So right. We take the groundhog, you know, did it see its shadow, did it not? We write that down. But when it's a person just coming out and telling you what
right.
the groundhog did or said, I guess, are people going to go, oh, yeah, that's...
But how are they going to tell us what the groundhog said?
I don't have the... I don't know.
The groundhog is excluded. How are they going to tell us what the groundhog said?
I'm not there that morning. I'm here doing our thing. I don't have jurisdiction over that.
Now, that would be interesting, right?
Well, I'm just saying, is the national news going to cover that? Somebody came out and told us what the groundhog said?
I don't think I would be interested, because I want to know, now, how were you able to get a groundhog and we couldn't get one?
Well, I'm glad we don't have one now, because,
yeah.
Holy mackerel.
A mess.
Trouble.
Yes.
What a thing to put a billboard up right outside your business, though.
Mm-mm.
I mean, holy mackerel.
Wow.
But it is news.
Yes. How long did that take? I'm like, when did all this happen?
Oh, I just heard about it this morning.
Billboard and everything.
Billboard and everything. And what a billboard it is. I'm me, not a meteorologist. It's time to chuck this tired old tradition. Boy, they're taking a nice swipe there.
Yes. Real nice swipe.
Which I'll tell you who I feel bad for in this whole thing is Charlie's family.
And I was going to say, what do you think, Charlie, how would he feel about this? And
well, I'll tell you this. To be honest with you, I don't know. Because I know that it's hard. I don't know. Because, you know, I hate to speak for somebody who's not here.
Yes.
But I know he was very proud of it, as well he should have been.
Yes.
But I also know that... In later years, like the last 20 that he was around, I don't think he went anymore. So
okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that could have been age as well.
Could have been. I don't think he would like this, I would say.
No, because you want people to carry on your traditions that you set up, and they were carrying it on whether he was there or not, right?
Right, right. And I also think that... Well, I'm sure his family doesn't like it.
Wow.
Because, see, again, we're getting back to, is this really about the groundhog or the tradition? I think it's the tradition that's being messed with that is hurtful to people.
It is hurtful.
And I don't want to see anybody hurt.
Like I said, you have great expectations of Groundhog Day, you know? What's it going to be?
So, yeah, I'm sure that they're unhappy, and I hate that. That because I don't know. It's just
it's
one
part
of
his legacy as well, you know.
But it always will be. Now,
yes,
see, that's
it will be.
You could not do it anymore, and
right.
it would still be part of the legacy,
right?
Because we once you start something and it goes on 40 something years, it's a part of your legacy.
True.
That's that.
True.
So it doesn't matter if it stops or starts or whatever.
Okay.
It's part of your. I think so.
Okay.
I mean, when you say I. Just because something doesn't continue anymore, I don't think it goes out of your biography.
No, it won't. It will not leave his biography, but, you know, eventually it will leave people's minds, I think. So, and that's neither here nor there, but that happens, too. You forget things so easily.
I think it all comes down to, are people going to care that a person comes out there and tells you what the groundhog prediction is? How are people going to receive that Thursday morning?
I don't think
morning?
I'm going to be interested in what well, a man
I don't
has
know.
To say about it, you know.
Anybody got any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
And sometimes, you know, the groundhog did not always get it correct, but still.
No, no. I think Buckeye Chuck, though, has a better percentage than Punxsutawney Phil has. Isn't it amazing sometimes? I mean, one day, 1 hour, this goes on every year,
mm-hmm.
and it warrants a billboard, and now we're getting publicity in the local newspaper, the Columbus Dispatch. Who knows where it'll go from there?
Right.
I don't know. It's upsetting to people. But like I said, you know what? I've been under fire, so my stuff, you know, I just look at this stuff as like, well, that's par for the course.
I guess you have to. After all we've been through.
Yes, I mean, goodness gracious.
We've been through a lot.
But you know, does it really bother you? I've never been bothered by it. And I wouldn't be bothered by this, honestly, if I don't know that I would have done away with the groundhog. I may have tried to find another groundhog and not use that company.
Right.
But I don't think I would have done away with it, because to be frank, at this point, there's nothing anybody could say about me that even phases me. When people complained about Bill Cosby, I thought, well, keep on complaining.
Right, right.
Put another one in the complaint box.
Right, right. Doesn't mean that you're going to stop being you and interviewing people. You know.
No.
I'm sure you interview him again, especially if he starts to come out and goes back to stand-up.
Sure, and I don't understand. I mean, we were going through the thing when we became digital. You just tell people the truth. Right. We're not going to pay $100,000 for an attorney. We don't have $100,000.
Amen. But you seem to be doing well, Scott.
We're doing fine.
Yeah. I mean, now you got your podcast rolling, and that's great.
Oh, I tell you, there's, you know what? Out of it, and maybe they can do this down there. You take lemonade, or make lemons, and make lemonade.
Yes.
Things are rolling now.
Yes.
Things I would have never dreamed of doing. YouTube, Patreon, streaming, and our streamings, well, we've still got the listeners out there every morning, so, you know,
right.
Just when you thought we were going to go away,
yes.
We didn't. And I hope the people with the groundhog take that same philosophy. Just when you thought we were going to go away, we're not.
Right.
There you go.
Right. That's true. That's true. It's, and I know a lot of people have their own opinions, and they want you to back off because they have their opinions. Well, what about my opinion? So I'm supposed to forget about my opinion because you have one, you know. So you say we're hurting you, but you may be hurting us. So
well,
how do you come to an agreement with that?
I just always wonder about complainers. I've always wondered this. What is in it for them? What do they I mean, in the end, when it, okay, like let's say whoever complained they got rid of this groundhog. Okay, they got rid of it.
Right.
There's
going to
be no groundhog.
Right.
What did they get out of that?
Some type of satisfaction that they succeeded in stopping something.
Yeah, but how long does that last? They don't even, do we even know who it is?
No, and then they'll go find something else to conquer.
Right, but is that conquering? Did they conquer? What did they achieve here?
It's all about intentions.
I just don't understand that. I guess I'm confused in what that does. I mean, What are we doing?
Does that feed someone's ego, or how do you look at that?
I really don't know. I think that people are sociopaths.
That too. I agree with people minding their own business. If you don't like it, you don't have to participate.
Right.
Right? You don't have to listen. Or why always, you know, be there to put another person down on what they're doing?
Because they're dissatisfied with themselves. They've got some kind of mental block, and, you know, miserable people do miserable things because they have no life. I don't have time to complain about groundhogs.
There you go. Get a life.
Yep, get a life. There you go. Get a life. That's our word here this morning.
No life.
740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
So, I was trying to listen earlier, but I got busy. What did James Anderson say? So, does that really hurt the groundhogs?
Well, he did say that, yes, there is some trauma caused when the lights are there and the crowd's there. And also, apparently, I think he said in 2015 or 16, the groundhog was quite combative, and he had to take it and calm it down. So I guess there
How
is...
How do you calm a groundhog down?
I guess take it to a place where there's not people around and not a bunch of lights and that
sort. I mean, you would take me to McDonald's and get me, like, a burger and a milkshake to calm me down, but I'm just wondering, like, how you calm a
Well, I mean, now you called earlier. Now, you were upset about this, but now in the grand...
I didn't say upset, but when asked my opinion, I said it was ridiculous.
Well, but now knowing what we know... And now knowing that apparently there will be no groundhog, it'll just be somebody talking to a groundhog. Well, first of all, let's start there. Does that mean anything to you that somebody's going to come out and tell you what the groundhog said?
Well, first and foremost, I mean, I never was, like, on pins and needles about what a groundhog was doing anyway. I couldn't really have cared less about it. But I do think that it's ridiculous to do away with this tradition. Just everyone's so offended about everything nowadays. Someone was on my bus listening to your broadcast earlier, and he said that there's actual petitions from PETA, not necessarily concerning the groundhog, but to not use any derogatory terms about animals. Like, you know the saying, you take the bull by the horns?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They want you to substitute, take the rose by the thorn, and different things, because they said that that's like a slur, a hateful slur, when you use like a thing that has animals in it like that.
But you care about our event, right?
Oh, yes. I care about all things WWDA.
Well, no, here's the other thing I would like to point out, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but, you know, now learning what James Anderson has said and learning what is going to happen now down there on Tuesday morning, or Thursday, I keep saying Tuesday, it's Thursday morning, don't you think the anger, it seems to me it's not so much about the groundhog, it's so much about the tradition.
So, okay, what does this radio station have to do? All they have to do is go find someone that's properly certified in groundhog handling, then they can go back to it?
I wouldn't understand why they couldn't.
How many different things do you have to learn about how to handle a groundhog? I think just keep it alive and don't get bit would pretty much circumference.
Well, but you know, I think the problem here is it came from a company, and companies do get paid. Now, I don't know if they were getting paid or not, but maybe they were. And I think the zoo probably would have a problem with that, too, because they're big on the proper treatment of animals. And I think there is a rule in Ohio that you can't keep wild animals at your house. So I think there is some of that in there. I don't know. I just think that people are more hurt today because of the tradition. I don't, like you said, how many people show up to see the groundhog? Maybe 100, 150.
Well, and I felt bad when I said that. Like, I mean, I'm sure there are people that just, this is the end-all, be-all for them. It's not something that I would get out of, like, if I didn't, I wouldn't get out of bed to go see it, you know what I mean? Like...
Right, but I think the crowd is probably about 100, 150, depending on the weather. I mean, the parking lot's not that big. And, you know, are people upset about the tradition finally getting, being threatened, I guess I should say? Or are they really upset about the groundhog going away?
Yeah, and then I just think that, like, when you go calling everything abuse, it kind of dilutes the real term. I mean, was it really that bad on the ground? I mean, how many groundhogs were actually harmed in the making of this film?
Exactly. Well, in the long term, though, like Linda and I were talking about, now, I mean, even though you don't care a whole lot, as you said, about the whole thing, it is covered in newspapers, and it has been covered by television stations. Do you think some guy coming out there saying, this is what the groundhog said, is going to mean as much as what it has in the past?
No. Mm-mm. I think people that are die-hogs, groundhog, it's definitely not going to be the same.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't know. You know, it's going to be a thing. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We always enjoy hearing from you. And it's always great that Sarah has us on because people on the bus get to hear what we're saying as well.
Great.
Which is very nice. 740-383-9944 if you have an opinion on Groundhog Gate 2023. Well, Linda, coming off what Sarah said, what do you think?
I don't know what to think. I'm still
trouble.
Out.
We're too focused in on our event.
Yeah.
We can't complain. Yeah. We can't worry about what else is going on.
Right, right.
We're 6 days away.
That's true. And, you know, it's a good thing that, you know, we don't depend on certain things to happen. You make things happen for our station.
Well, with the help of others.
Yes. Of course, with the help of others. But, you know, I don't know if this was your idea to have this at our station, but praise God, you know. We still have something going on. We have something to be excited about, regardless of Groundhog Chuck.
Well, it started, I'll tell you this, started just so proper credit is given to proper people.
Right.
It started with Bob Welsh and the Groundhog Pizza, so it started there. And then one of our listeners, Lee, suggested the idea of the placards under the pizza. And then I think the groundhog costume came from a listener. I don't remember which one. Now, my idea was to put somebody in the costume as a guessing game. Now, that was my addition to it.
Right.
And having Mary Ellen here was my addition to it.
Right.
And having Buckeye Guy bring the person up was my addition. So it was a group think thing.
Okay, that's not bad. They thought of this before?
Yeah, yeah. Predated this whole mess.
Okay.
I mean, you'll be a part of it that morning. We'll be anchoring it out there together that morning with Mary Ellen.
Right.
And so, you know, it takes a village.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Well, thank you for your suggestions.
Yes, we do. We appreciate those.
That should be a big event then.
Well, I think it will be. And again, we don't expect a huge crowd because it's the first time we've ever done it. But if you want to come, we'll be outside for that first hour. I think the second hour we'll come inside because why would we stay out there for another hour?
Right.
Because the prediction will go down at 8:45. But we'll bring the whole party in here and do another hour that morning, and then we'll say goodbye on Groundhog Day. We need to get a frame, though, to put the prediction that Mary Ellen signs and date in so we can put it on the wall.
Okay. Well, frames are not that expensive.
No, we just need a picture frame. 740-383. Maybe we can even find one. Sometimes they give those things away. You find them at the old thrift store. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have an opinion on the old Groundhog Gate 2023 here today? And if you're just tuning in, apparently Buckeye Chuck, the groundhog, will be no more on Thursday morning at WMRN. A representative for Buckeye Chuck will give his prediction. And that's showbiz. 740-383-9944.
What other traditions have stopped?
Now here's a problem I did have this morning. Somebody online said, well, what are they going to go after next, reindeer and Easter Bunny? Well, okay, now wait a second. Now you've gone too far. Because, number one, there isn't a real Easter Bunny. We don't have a real bunny.
Yeah, but people buy bunnies that time of year, and little chickadees are being birthed that time of year.
But I don't think it's illegal to buy a bunny, is it?
No, I don't think it's illegal.
I don't think you can keep a groundhog,
though. Do they think we're going to be... Is that exploitation, or is that what they're saying?
Well, I think a bunny is a domestic animal.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't think a groundhog is. I think it's a wild animal.
True.
I think that's the difference. There's laws.
Okay.
Now, as far as reindeer go, there aren't such things.
No.
So when you see, this is where you lose your case. When you start comparing fact to fiction. Groundhog's real. Easter Bunny and reindeer, they're not animals.
No.
So when you make that comparison, I think you lose your case.
And she was talking about hateful slur against animals.
Yeah.
I don't know where people are going.
I don't know. You know, it's a tough thing.
It is.
And I don't know what the answer is.
I'm trying to think of something I don't like and I would like to have change. And maybe I should just voice my opinion.
Write a complaint. Send a complaint into the government.
Turn everything around, right?
Yep, send it into the government. They'll fine them and that'll be that.
Wow.
This is what I'm telling you. There's sociopaths out there who really believe that. I don't even know what they believe they are, to be honest with you. I
don't either. And they're listened to, and people act upon whatever they are against.
Yeah, but you know, people in the society just think they're all nuts. The people who have complained about us, I know for a fact, when I've ran into people like higher-ups, and they always go, that psychopath? You know, that's how they refer to them. They don't refer to them as upstanding citizens.
Right. They have a reputation.
They have a reputation.
To uphold.
Yeah, what a reputation that is to have.
They
that
must
you're
not
nuts.
Mine, right?
Well, I don't think they realize, because nobody cares about them, that they have such a pitiful reputation.
I was saying that. My dad used to tell me, crazy people do not know they are crazy.
True. And we're going to take a quick break here and come back. We got a whole another hour to talk about groundhogs and all kinds of other stuff here on WGH Talk, the only place this morning doing live local talk about the groundhog situation. We'll be back in 15. Don't
You're
go away.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. For Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump.
We welcome to these microphones Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
God, how are you?
Doing very well. What a busy week for you, sir.